Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1527. 5 personal finance lessons I learned from a 10-kilometer road race by Alain Massicotte of freetopursue.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the web, with the author's permission, of course. And just in case you didn't catch this in the Optimal Living Daily newsletter, I wanted to make sure you know that we have a workbook available for purchase. The Optimal Living Daily Workbook is a 216-page hardcover workbook and journal designed to help you solidify your takeaways from your favorite episodes and create action items to move forward with your personal relationship and financial goals. It's available in the shop at oldpodcast.com. But for now, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. 5 personal finance lessons I learned from a 10-kilometer road race by Alain Massicotte of freetopursue.com. I had the pleasure of running a half marathon relay race with a friend yesterday. I expected to have a good time, get a medal, and celebrate afterwards, but what I didn't expect were personal finance lessons along the way. Given it was my first time attending this event, I got to the race nice and early. I didn't want to deal with the stress of finding parking and dealing with other logistical considerations while under time pressure in an unfamiliar setting. As a result, I was relaxed and more contemplative than usual before and during the run, and more observant. 3, 2, 1, go. I was ready. I started the run listening to one of my favorite podcasts, but the words faded into the background as I started to focus on my cadence and on the other runners. I had never observed other runners like this before. It was almost like watching a movie. Here's what I noticed and why it matters. 1, running is an individual endeavor, just like personal finance. There were many types of runners: short, tall, thin, fat, fast, slow, amateurs, seasoned athletes, locals, and foreigners. Their reasons for competing were just as varied as they were. And as long as it gets them across the finish line, does it matter? The reasons are what drive us, not the goal itself. Without a reason for doing something, the goal can seem meaningless. You want to save $1 million? You want to be financially independent? You want to retire early? Why? Figure out the reasons you desire what you desire. It will increase your chances of sticking to it when times are tough and ultimately crossing the finish line to get to the life you want. 2, having all the bells and whistles does not ensure success. Desire does. You can't predict a person's running success by their running gear. I saw everything from a Nike Everything Gym Bunny to a runner in a ratty old t-shirt and shorts and no shoes. Consumerism has taught us that we need to be prepared with all the latest and greatest gadgets to be able to properly participate in or accomplish an activity or goal. We often apply this to personal finance. If a personal finance strategy does not sound complicated or sexy enough, it must not be good enough. Just like expensive gear, we feel we need to rely on expensive, actively managed funds, commission-based advisors, and up-to-the-minute stock information. So why is it that the person who just focuses on perfecting the activity itself excels in the end? What produces results is regular attention, habit, and desire. Nothing fancy about that. The fancy people who want to look the part don't finish ahead because they're externally focused. They get their validation from others. The folks who just care about the pursuit itself are internally focused and they fuel themselves. They want the result and they get it. Number 3, finding a steady pace brings with it comfort that you will finish. At the start of the race, many runners were in a rush to get ahead. They were pushing the pace in a way that, it was obvious, was not sustainable. After a few miles, some folks were passing me, then slowing down, then passing me in a rush again, then slowing down, like a real game of cat and mouse. These folks were not listening to their bodies to determine the rhythm or cadence that they could maintain for the duration of the race. They were overshooting and losing steam. The same is true for personal finance. Some folks come out of the game in a rush, trying to save at a rate that is both unrealistic and unsustainable. They have a level of focus and energy that soon dissipates, and they feel defeated because the benchmark they've set for themselves is too high. Anything less by comparison feels like a failure. Other folks have unpredictable bouts of saving and spending that may or may not work over time. The successful individuals set a sustainable and automatic savings pace that leaves them relatively comfortable to enjoy the journey. They know they will get there and when. Number 4, grit matters more than natural ability. Some runners are very comfortable running and don't really train for an event. They just show up and get it done. Commendable, but not extraordinary. Others have no natural ability, but they want it badly and prepare for months in advance to ensure the event goes well for them, despite not being natural-born runners. Who do you think values their accomplishment more? When it comes to saving, who values saving more? Someone who doesn't feel the pinch of putting money aside, or someone who makes a regular short-term sacrifice for a longer-term goal? In all aspects of life, doing hard things feels good and it increases self-confidence as we pursue other endeavors. It makes us more likely to be successful at anything we do. Number 5, the tortoise may be slower than the hare, but both finished the race. No matter what a runner's style, attire, and attitude might be, all the runners who signed up finished the race. Fancy or not, naturally able or not, happy or sad, everyone who stays the course crosses the finish line. But the most important aspect of the race seems to be the how, not the what. I intend to keep focusing on how I run just as much as running itself, the race, the distance, my finish time. Over the long run, focusing on what matters most will get me where I want to go in better shape and no worse for wear. You just listened to the post titled 5 Personal Finance Lessons I Learned from a 10-Kilometer Road Race by Alain Massicotte of freetopursue.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com plushcare.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I liked this article, though I tend to look at personal finance as more of a journey than a race. When I think about a race, I think about getting to the finish line as fast as possible. But when I think about personal finance, it feels more like a journey that has different paces along the way. Sometimes you're sprinting, like if you're getting out of debt. Other times you're going a more steady pace, like if you're in the accumulation phase of your journey. And there may even be times you take a detour to recalibrate and reflect on the journey. But the biggest difference to me is that there really isn't a finish line when it comes to personal finance. Sure, you could reach financial independence and retire, but does that really mean you're done with your money journey? Deciding what to do with your money and your time in retirement isn't all that different than deciding what to do with it in your working years. Life is still sure to throw you curveballs in retirement or present opportunities you may not have been able to anticipate beforehand. Also, the point here about grit reminded me about a recent book I read called Grit by Angela Duckworth. One of the key points of the book is that grit is much more about stamina than intensity. Being able to stick with something over the long haul despite setbacks and restarts is the determining factor for grit, and it will serve you very well on your personal finance journey. And that will do it for today. Have a great day and weekend. I'll be back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.